So here we are at the end of another magical day, a precious day of all of us together. And before we proceed to the channel, that will be the short channel, the mini channel, I want to introduce to you an exercise, an activity, I don't really have a name for it, that will start this evening. You will take it with you to your homes, and it will end at our meeting at the end of the day on the tour, when we have our experience there and meeting. So Kreion has talked about this also a number of times. Not a lot, but in the last few years it's been mentioned in messages. And I believe that being here on this sacred land with a group of support like this, with the elements of nature, with your intent of and your purpose of coming on this journey, it is can be a very, if not for most of you or for some of you, maybe an opportunity, a point in your life that you can make another change, another maybe, you can call it breakthrough, you can call it a step forward, a release. Now, this type of exercises have been done many times, but not in this space, in this type of group. We're here, so this all lends itself to the experience. Now, we all go through our life, and we all have situations and things that come up because we are humans, from the day we are born to the day we take our last breath. And there are things that are etched in our mind, in our psychology, in our being, that we cannot let go. And it's the way we think about ourselves for things we have done. It's things that we believe we have done wrong to others, or things we have said. All the things that can you imagine that you don't see yourself in a good light, we all have them from situations that we experience. So it is, you can call them a negative aspect or a judgment that you have for yourself, for others, for God. The worst thing that you can think of yourself is simply lessening the magnificence of who you are. Because creation, God, Creator, they see us magnificent, and they do not want to see us carrying these attributes that we believe that we need to carry, or in some way, some of us even suffer through them in some subconscious way, thinking they cannot let them go. And we can let them go. And we are in a group that together we can let them go. Now, how much are you going to let them go? That's up to you. But we need an element, a physical element, a process to release them. And that, I think, was done not too long ago in one of the crying events. But I don't believe it was done in a space like this. So it is an invitation, and it is with your permission, if you are willing to participate. And there is no, of course, requirement to do anything other than your own will to take this opportunity, because this opportunity will never come back, at least in this space. So I have a box here of staples with papers and a box of pens if someone doesn't have a pen. And the activity is that you take a piece of paper or two, and you will go this evening after dinner, and you will write down everything, or as much as you allow, that surface to you, that beliefs that holds you back. That holds you back, I mean, the worst thing you can imagine, that somewhere is in there, and it's stopping you from doing things, and you want to let it go, but you can't. It doesn't have to be something that happened 20 years ago, but it can. Because if you sit and you write it down, it will start to come out. So it can be, you can write it down, you can make a list, whatever comes through for you. And then after you have done this, you will bring this paper with you to the tour tomorrow. And the keepers of the land, how I like to call them, the Navajos, are going to build a campfire area for us in the tour where we're going to meet after the excursion. And there, the next step will be to take that paper and actually witness its dissolvement in the fire. You cannot think yourself through a situation like this and expect them to go away. This is suppression. And some of you know this, you know? And you may have done a million processes to let things go, and there are still things that you can't let go. So there is nothing that spirit cannot handle that you have. Truly nothing. And all it wants you to release it and be and see your magnificent and really let it go. So we have the opportunity to do this, and we have the support of our group, the energies that we create together, and Cryon, and the process. So that is my way of explaining this, which is, in essence, a simple process. I would just suggest to simply allow it. Allow it when you write it down, and not to hold back. Not to hold back.